love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
I've crossed Fanta in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Today, sitting in on 24 years at the tap end is Rihanna, Radio 1's movie critic, and she's a big fan of the book, so we've got her in today.
Yeah, not so much of the theme tune.
No, really? People love it. It's been stuck in people's heads.
It's a bit weird having Rihanna in because the nature of her job is that she's a critic.
Yeah.
And a reviewer, so I'm slightly anxious about her actually being here. Very quickly before we start, I'd like to dedicate this tap end to a special person.
Okay, who's it for?
I got a tweet the other day from one of my favourite football players, a guy called Carl Dickinson, who's a Watford player, but he actually tweeted me.
Who?
Carl Dickinson.
Right.
He plays for Watford, you won't have heard of him.
He's a massive fan of 24 years at the tap end, so I just thought I'd like to dedicate this to him. My favourite number three player, other than Stuart Pearce. So big up Carl Dickinson anyway.
Cool.
Top man.
Go Carl Dickinson.
So that's today's episode is for him.
Yes, please, yeah. I think that's all the any other business done. I'd like to take you both to my 13th or potentially 14th year at the tap end. My memory, I've tried to do some research today and I'm not sure, but I was in year 8 at school. So I'd like to take you there if you're keen.
Are you keen?
I'm so keen.
I'm ready. Lads.
We were about 4 days in on our Year 8 school trip to Bude in Cornwall. So far, it had been a quality week. Everyone from my year at school was there, and generally, people were having a great time. We were staying at a centre called Adventure International, which was like a youth camp, training up pre-teens to become the future Ray Mears and Bear Grylls. I think most kids go on these kind of trips at some point throughout their school career. Our entire year was split up and had to work in teams throughout the week to collect points. You could earn these points from completing and winning activities or in other areas such as turning up at the meeting point on time each morning.
Have some points.
It was very disciplined. I was loving it and by the fourth day had already abseiled down a cliff, scaled a climbing wall and even given surfing a go. I was basically...
Absolute worst nightmare.
It does sound pretty horrific.
I was basically a mini Bear Grylls and was taking the role very seriously. Have neither of you been on one of these adventure...
I did go to the Isle of Wight when I was... But I was in year 6, so I'd have been like 10, 11. And therefore much more hardcore than you 13, 14-year-olds.
But you would have done activities, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we did the same things, but obviously at a much younger age.
You blatantly went on the chairlift in the Isle of Wight by the Needles?
Yeah, we've all done it.
No.
You've not done that?
No.
Everyone's done
what?
That.
What?
Chairlift on the Isle of Wight.
The Black Gang Shine.
And Black Gang Shine, classic place. It's falling into the sea, though, I've heard.
It is.
But great place.
We went to a place called Little Canada in the Isle of Wight. So
oh, really?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've never heard of that. Did you go to a private school?
No.
Oh, right. There was only about 2 days left of our stay in Bude, and another massive day of activities had been lined up. As a team, we were performing quite well. We were in with a chance of winning our mini-league and being named Super Team of the Week. Today's activities seemed right up my street and included barrel boat building and racing and then a football tournament before the evening's karaoke sesh. This was going to be the day we racked up some serious points. Barrel boat building is a classic... It's quite hard to say. It's a classic activity on these kind of holidays. In teams, you are given 2 or 3 barrels and some planks of wood and you attach everything together with string. These rafts are then raced down the river. I was particularly impressed with our effort, and I was nominated by our team captain to hold on to the back of the raft with my body in the river and kick my legs to act like a motor. It was going to be our secret weapon to win.
That sounds like...
It's like the Flintstones.
Like the Flintstones. Exactly like the Flintstones.
Love that.
We lined up at the starting point for the 100-metre race down the river, and as the instructor shouted, "Go!", I jumped off the raft into the river to get to my position on the back of the raft. However, Our boat was sturdy and started off quite quickly as one of my mates kicked the raft away from the wall. Our team went for it, using oars to power the boat down the river. Meanwhile, I was flapping around in the deep, murky water. I had a life vest on, and this was causing me difficulties getting my body to lie down flat so I could swim behind the boat.
What, because you were too buoyant?
I was trying to, like, sort of lie down on the river to be able to grab on and kick. But actually what was happening is the boat was just moving away. And I was just bobbing around. So I'd literally, it looked like he'd shout, go. I just jumped off the back of the boat looking really serious. And then
I can so imagine you doing this.
Were you more of a hindrance at this point?
Well, it was like we'd go off.
You weren't attached to the boat at all?
No, I was in the water. Just
flapping around.
It's really hard to swim in a life vest, isn't it? I tried desperately to swim quick enough to attach myself to the boat, but it wasn't happening. The raft went ahead with me just bobbing slowly behind it. The instructor shouted at me to ask what I was doing. It must have just looked like I was abandoning ship.
Oh, God.
Although instructors were laughing at me, it was a clever move. With one person off, the raft was lighter and crossed the line in first place. Who was laughing now? That won us some important points for our league. And although I was given none of the credit having jumped ship, I knew without me we wouldn't have won, really. After lunch was the football tournament, and I was well up for it. We probably didn't have the strongest team, but we had enough half-good players to give it a go. We progressed through the group stages. This set us up for a semi-final against a team representing a school from Basingstoke. The 10-minute game finished 0-0, which forced us into a penalty shootout. It was tense. Everyone was watching and I felt a lot of responsibility.
Who did you kind of equate yourself to at that point?
So I used to really idolise Stuart Pearce. He was a big hero of mine. Alan Shearer at the time was a massive hero of mine. Mm-hmm. And when I played football, I liked to pretend I was one of those footballers.
Right.
As I think most people did at that age.
Yeah, of course.
Who did you used to imagine to be, Scott?
Bobby Charlton.
Nice. I used to pretend to be Ryan Giggs.
Did you?
Did you? Yeah. Oh.
Why Ryan Giggs?
He's my favourite.
I used to live near him.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to go to the same shop as him.
Oh, wicked.
I used to see him buying his skim milk every day.
Skimmed?
Yeah.
The first three lads from both teams stepped up and scored without any problems. Their fourth man then stood up and scored. And then was the turn of my mate Simon. Simon hit it hard to the left of the goalie, but the ball blasted wide. This gave them the advantage. They just needed to score to win. Their next player then went, but he couldn't handle the pressure, kicking the ball hard over the goal. And then it was my turn.
Sorry, I'm getting caught up in this now.
Yeah.
Do you think it needs something more dramatic here?
It needs something.
Give me a second.
It needs some emotional music or some...
Hang on. Okay.
Yes, that's it. And then it was my turn. I was nervous. If I scored, the penalty shootout would carry on. If I missed, we'd be knocked out of the tournament. Everyone was watching. Someone passed me the ball, which I picked up and placed on the spot. Brianna.
Sorry.
I stood there and looked down at the ball. I looked to the left of the goal where my German teacher, Mr. Koppel, was standing. I think it's Koppel.
It is. You do need someone... You know, Germans are notoriously brilliant at penalties.
Thinking about it, it was slightly ironic that 2 years earlier, England were playing Germany in the semi-final, and there I was in front of my German teacher. Yeah. There is something in that.
What are the chances?
Anyway. I looked to the left of the goal where my German teacher, Mr. Koppel, was standing. He looked proud and just looked at me and nodded. I didn't want to let anyone down. My mind filled with the horrible feelings I had from Euro 96. The look on Southgate's face. The way I'd cried. I breathed out, looked up, took three steps back and started the run-up. I kept my head down, hitting the ball hard and to the left. As the ball left my foot, my stomach started to sink. Everything was slow-mo and panic started to fill my veins. It was going wide. The keeper was moving in the right direction. It wasn't going to make it in. Or maybe it would. But it was curving away. As my head slowly rose, I saw Mr. Koppel's hands move to his face. Panic flooded my system. as I watched the ball travel hard and square. It really is slow-mo, isn't it?
Yes. Massive slow-mo.
Panic flooded my system as I watched the ball travel hard and square into Mr. Copple's face. He lost his glasses as he fell downwards, clutching his eyes. I sunk to my knees as their team surrounded me. I wasn't so bothered about Mr. Copple's face as I was that we were out. I felt on my own until I felt a firm, reassuring hand on my shoulder. Although it quickly became apparent that this was not the hand of friendship, it was the hand of our deputy head, who then picked me up and marched me over to Mr. Copple, who, still clutching his eyes, looked like he was crying.
Oh, poor Mr. Copple. And he was only there to support you.
I know.
And look on proudly.
He was just to the left of the goal. And I think the problem is, because I'd seen him nodding at me before...
You thought you'd aim for his
face. He was the target.
Something in my head, I don't know if it's the panic or something. And it was nothing personal. I'm sorry, I don't want that to come across at all. It
no,
was,
no.
It wasn't revenge for any previous tournament or anything like that.
Good.
That's not what happened. Mm. I've not taken a penalty since.
Oh no, are you scarred?
Yes. We didn't win the Super Team Award that week, and to this day, I still shoulder some of the blame for it. I wonder what the changes in my life might have been had I scored that penalty that day. But apart from that day, it had been a fantastic week. I'd love to go on an activity week again to rewrite some of the regrets from my time in Bude.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I was about to say that Tap End is back on Monday. You're going to hate me for this. It's not back on for 2 weeks. Because I'm off. It's a bit like when there's a big sporting event on TV and they take your show off, the one that you really like, for a couple of weeks.
Mm.
It's actually my fault, so I'm sorry.
But that's okay. It gives me some time to...
to remember more stuff.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Hey, that Adventure International place is still on.
Is it?
We should go back.
I would love us to go back there. We could... oh my God, the stuff we could do there would be great.
Someone's saying they took some students there like a year ago.
Right, well...
definitely. Put that one in. So, it's not back on Monday. It's back in 2 weeks' time. Sorry, everybody. But here's the thing. If you go to the radio on Twitter... do you follow us yet on Twitter? If not, why not? At BBCR1. On there, we've just posted a link where you can get all the Tap Ends. So maybe you've missed an episode because you've been busy or whatever at school or at college or at work, and maybe you've missed a couple. They're all there now for you to listen to for free. There's a link on the radio on Twitter, so if you miss Tap End for the next 2 weeks, get that in your life. Follow at BBCR1 and you'll see it. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.